High school graduation is finally over. Now maybe I can get back to my normal life, and my newly graduated son will be home for the summer and then off to college. It's a bittersweet time for sure, but it will be nice to have the house all to myself again. Well, to myself and whoever I invite over. I wonder who that could be. Jason's gone at a party, and I would think everyone else would be, too. I open the front door and see my son's best friend, Jared, standing at my door. Jason's not here. He's at a party. I thought actually you'd be there, too. As you stand explaining to me how you thought he might be home, I noticed you look a little intense. There's a hungry look in your eyes, one that I recognize. Though you're 18 and my son's best friend, I have to say I'm not blind to the intense attraction I feel towards you. You're big for your age. Nice and tall. Broad shoulders and chest. And hairier than any 18-year-old has a right to be. I'm not sure you'd be quite comfortable with what I'd have in mind for you. But we can always test the waters. As you're still talking with that wanton stare in your eyes, I softly touch your shoulder and you stop and look at me. I run my fingers softly down your arm and tell you to come in, sit on the couch and relax. As you follow me into the living room, I make sure that the subtle sway of my hips hasn't escaped your attention. I climb on the couch with my feet up in front of me, hugging my knees, noticing that my shorts are maybe a little short to be sitting facing a young man. I see you've taken notice of it as well. I love to watch your eyes widen and then try to hide the rush of attraction. Maybe I can do a little more with this than I thought. I ask you if you have any plans for college. If you're saving up money for a car or planning to date a lot this summer, with a little wink. You study me quietly and say that you intend to have a lot of new experiences this summer. I wonder if you know just what your words are doing to me and how wrong it feels. 18. Ooh, though you're legal, seems a little taboo. I decide to push the boundaries a little. Ask you just what kind of new experiences you're looking for. I'll subtly tracing my finger up and down thighs. Lightly fingering the edge of your shorts. You say with a smile, there aren't too many things I haven't done at least once, but I'm interested in expanding my horizons. You and me both. Oh, it's slipped out before I even had a chance to think about what I was saying. You look at me quizzically. Are you saying what I think you're saying? He looks hesitant. I feel hesitant, but I'm sure I could show him a thing or two. It's been a while since I've had a boy to do exactly what I tell him. I look up coyly and say, "Only if you promise to be a very good boy." With one look, you say, "I don't promise anything." Grab me roughly by the arms and pin me down on the couch, painfully digging your fingers into my shoulders while you start to unbutton the buttons on my blouse. I'm overtaken with a sudden show of force. What are you doing? I'm doing whatever the hell I please. You're gonna shut up and take it. Oh my God. Where did this 18-year-old boy get such confidence? God, it's making me wet. Okay. This is not the scenario I expected from you. Which makes it even more, sensual and exciting. You finally have my shirt completely open in front of you. You tell me to sit up while you rip it off and take off my bra quickly as well. You lean back over me, pinning me down tightly to the sofa. Your big, muscular hands trapping me while your mouth, your tongue, explore. Lapping at my sensitive nipples. Teasing and pulling with your tongue. Your lips. Your teeth. My nipples are so sensitive. Oh, I keep going, now reaching with one hand to my other nipple, twisting, pulling, while you circle your tongue around my stiffening nipple. I try to wriggle to have some release through the pent-up emotion in my body, but you hold me still. Quickly, you slap my breast. A sharp sting. You tell me to shut the fuck up and stay still. Throb. My pussy tells me exactly how much I want you to have me. To take me. Oh, to fucking use me.